Goodbye.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to PlayStation Unchained. I'm your host, Chili, as we talk about news, reviews, and guides, and all that good stuff over at PSU.com. Go check out PSU.com right now. But joining me is Gary. Hey, Gary.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
How are you? I'm not bad, thank you. I saw family for the first time since 2022.
Wow. So,
well, Christmas 2022, so yeah. So yeah, it was nice. It was the first time seeing them. It was good to see them. We went out for the meal for my granddad's birthday. We went out for a meal for my granddad's birthday.
Okay. I thought you said we went out to get a MILF. I was like, what?
Yeah, why not?
That's what you thought too?
You know, sure, why not? I mean, at my granddad's age, he probably wants one anyway, so it's fine. More like a gilf. But I know my granddad. He refuses to let people pay for the food on his birthday. So what I do is anytime that I know that I'm going to his birthday party and he pays for everyone's meals, because that's what he likes to do, I just put in the amount of money. I look up online to see what I'm going to order and then put in his birthday card how much my meal is going to cost plus how much his costs. So, yeah, that way I've technically covered both of our meals and he doesn't know.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, that was me.
He might start thinking he's getting free food. He's like, oh, let's go to that place. I'm eating for free.
So how are you? What have you been up to?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Not much, you know, just playing some games. Since, you know, things have been going good in the personal part of my life. I made the mistake of taking 3 reviews at the same time. So now I have to deal with that. Thankfully, a couple of those reviews are a long way out, so I'll have time with that. But other than that, just getting back into Genshin. The new update came out. New area to explore, so I've been doing that a little bit. Other than that, everything has been pretty good.
Nice. What's good is Zenless Zone Zero is supposed to be coming out in July, isn't it? From rumors.
Yeah, and you know what? I still don't know what that game is, dude. I really don't. Like, I watched the trailers. I'm like, is this like a one-on-one arena battle game? Is this like Genshin? Do I run around and explore? I don't understand what kind of game it is, to be honest with you. But it's got a really impressive, I think they said like 30 million pre-registrations for it already.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's just mobile. That's not counting PC and PS5 either. So that's just fucking wild. And, you know, I don't think we talked about this, but Hoyoverse, or what they used to be called, miHoYo, are officially the only independent video game company worth over $1 billion now. Think about that.
I'm watching some gameplay as we speak, and one of there's cool little mini games like this Soulhound, which looks basically like reversed Dig Dug in a way. It's like Dig Dug meets Tetris. Oh my god, the snake! Okay, I'm excited for this now. It has snake. Oh, no. Pride Pac-Man snake. It looks like.
The problem is, I just don't know if I have the mental capacity to deal with another live service game right now. The 3 I'm playing are already sucking the life out of me, and I don't need a 4th one to suck the soul completely out. So
the issue is, I've been excited for trying this, like, especially because of the fact that it's coming out on PlayStation, so I won't screw myself over by playing on PC and not be able to transfer over just like the previous ones. But the issue is coming out in July, and that's bad for me because that's exactly when Dawn Trail comes out for Pharmacy 14, so. And you can, I can tell you now which one I'm going to spend more time on. Spoilers, Dawn Trail.
There you go. I mean, I'll give it a shot. I'll try it, obviously. Yeah.
And Alfonso, welcome. Hope you're doing well.
Hello. I wish I was, Ben. Yeah, I was in an altercation that led me to have a black eye. It's not a good thing having a black eye, being roasted at work, people saying that Shannon abused me. And I got beat up by Batman because you know how violent Batman is when he fights people. You know, just a lot of nonsense that I've been going through throughout this week. Yeah, most of the swelling went down. I'm still feeling pain in my face. I'm all right as of right now. I'm mad that I can't get my revenge because the guy went to jail. But, you know, life is life. Gotta learn to move on and, you know, just keep moving forward, I guess.
Nice. Well, we've got some games to talk about this week for once, unlike the last few ones where we had to make up stuff because there's barely been anything to talk about. Let's start with the bad stuff, because why not? Well, I say bad, it's not really that bad, really, because I don't care about the franchise, but for some people that care about the franchise, Fallout 4 has gone upgrade for current gen, but it seems like there's been some issues with the current upgrade. Not only just the upgrade, having issues in the game itself where you've got bugs that were fixed that are now broken again, crashes. I know the PC version mods, some of the mods don't work. Quality mode doesn't actually work on Xbox. It just keeps going on to performance mode, which means you can't actually play in 4K. And if you get the digital edition, you can't update the PS Plus essential version. You can upgrade the PlayStation Plus extra, but if you got the essential version, that won't actually upgrade to the PS5 version of Fallout 4. There's a lot of issues with Fallout 4. Gary.
Man, sounds like the launch version of Fallout 4, which was a complete disaster too. Not surprising. I mean, is anybody really surprised Bethesda releases something new and it doesn't work? I guess my big issue with this is that they announced it so long ago and they've been working on it. I think they've been working on it for over a year now, since they announced it. And the fact that it still releases in this kind of state. It's just kind of sad at this point. You know, it's like they literally, I feel like, don't have any quality control over there. Like, there's no QA department, quality assurance department at all. And it's like the people who are building these games, the programmers, the artists, the animators, they're the ones doing bug checks on their work rather than actually working and having an actual department do the bug checks for them. I just don't get it. It's an update. How does an update revert the game back to its former state? You know? Yeah, it's kind of sad. But it's on par for Bethesda, unfortunately. And at this point, I agree with what a lot of people are saying on the internet now. Bethesda just needs to license out their franchises because I'm sorry, nobody wants to wait until, you know, 2029 probably for Elder Scrolls 5 at this point. And who knows when the next actual Fallout game is going to come out after that. You're not Rockstar Games, Bethesda.
It's going to
They
be
out.
probably, it's going to be probably 15 years between Fallout games.
Which is sad. And, you know, like I said, you're not Rockstar Games. You're not going to release a quality game, I'm sorry to say, on the launch day like Rockstar is pretty much known
Well,
for it.
no, no. Rockstar's going to release GTA faster than Fallout.
Which is kind of sad, isn't it?
Because GTA 5, I just Googled, was 2013. So if GTA 4, 6 comes out in 2025, which is more than likely, like, you know, I still expect the 2024 release date, but then it gets delayed till 2025 because I can't think I can name any Rockstar project that's not been delayed after being announced. It's basically the actual release date is the delayed release date because nearly every one of them has been delayed in some way,
Yeah,
shape,
maybe.
or form.
I honestly think they're gonna do whatever it takes, to get that as a launch title for the PS5 Pro, and
Well, the
probably have a
PS5,
bundle with it.
yeah. If it does, though, it's probably going to delay the PS5 Pro. So I ain't gonna be shocked if there's not a delay in some way for GTA 6. But that's
Yeah,
just me.
but I
That's
think
just
that's
not.
the
Let's go
goal.
off topic.
I think the
Yeah.
goal is to release both at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I think that
But.
game is going to be the showcase for the Pro.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Fallout. That
Yeah,
means
no,
that
it's a
it
sad
would.
state. It
I
really
mean,
is.
this would have been 12 years and Fallout would have been 15 years. Like, I know Fallout's big, but come on. You're not, as you said, you're not a rock star. You can't wait a bajillion years. Yeah, but like if the next Final Fantasy VII game came out in 2040, sorry.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Sorry, but. It's kind of sad. Mm. I mean, I guess Fallout 76 is getting the attention it deserves.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it? People attack me for calling it the best Fallout game ever made. At least my favorite Fallout game. And now all of a sudden everybody wants to play it. What?
Yeah, it's a good Fallout game. I bought it at launch. I had fun.
Yeah. People are like, oh, this is garbage. It's multiplayer. Nobody wants to play this. And now it's got, what, like 700% increase in players? Last I saw. So, thanks to the TV show, of course. But
yeah, hey. I'm going to say, people ask why Sony remastered the things like The Last of Us. And I've told you, and I will tell people this millions of times, that it was because with the TV show coming out, they want a product that's full price, and remastering something is easier than pushing out like The Last of Us 3, which wouldn't be connected to The Last of Us 1 anyway, because it's The Last of Us 1 TV show. You want a product out around the same time as the TV show, so that both the video game and the TV show are feeding into each other with promotion. Like, people play the video game, will go watch the TV show. People watch the TV show, will then go maybe play the video game. Not always, of course. Yeah, this is same with the people that play the video game. Not always. But by having a full price product out at the same time as the TV show, you're feeding into your own profits. And my guess is they were also probably, this was before Faction was cancelled, but I still say that my guess is that they were probably working on the assets for Factions, because Factions will need both The Last of Us 1 and The Last of Us 2, both of their graphics to be updated to be a, I'm not saying like a better, a lot better graphics, because they were still pretty good in The Last of Us 2, but you want a standardized graphical style for both the assets in 1 and 2, and whatever they're making for the new stuff for the multiplayer. So they've had to update 1 and 2 to make a standardized graphics scheme. So if they've gone back to do the graphics for 1 and 2, they would have probably just had a smaller team working on the remasters while they worked on Factions. Like, they're like, well, we're doing everything. We're doing all the graphics anyway. Might as well just have someone port over the systems and then just sell it with the TV show. Win-win. We're doing all this work. Yeah. And with Factions being cancelled, that means that all that stuff they did work on for Factions, well, some of it, not all of it, but some of it wouldn't have gone too much of wasted, and it wouldn't have been too much of a profit loss. Some of that would have been repackaged for Last of Us 1 and 2. Boom. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, and Todd Howard coming out and saying that they're not going to do, like, he doesn't want shows for other franchises that they have. And I'm just over here is like, why? Look at what this one TV show did for your most failed game in Fallout 76. It's now probably going to be your most profitable game in the last 20 years since Skyrim. You know,
I mean, look at Elder Scrolls. I'm sorry, but surely Elder Scrolls would make a great movie. Like, you've got an entire
movie,
universe.
TV show. I mean, people are already loving Game of Thrones. They still love Game of Thrones. House of the Dragon. It's, you know, prequels going up. Yeah. You know, why the hell wouldn't you want an Elder Scrolls TV show? Yeah. Like, that just sounds stupid on my part, on his part, to say that.
Yeah. You can keep the Starfield TV show. That's just that's just B-roll. Fallout TV show.
Like, they have so many franchises, you know. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Doom? You know, you already made movies of Doom. Why not, you know, make an actual, you know, good Doom movie or show?
Yeah, that 2004 was not it.
You know, you have Doom, you have, what is it, Prey, you have pretty much anything from Tango Gameworks at this point. An animated show of Hi-Fi Rush, I'd be all over that shit.
Yeah. Right away. Yeah.
I think they don't want to do any other shows is just dumb.
Dishonored. Oh my God, imagine Wolfenstein.
Exactly. Wolfenstein would be perfect in this climate. Are you kidding me? It's wild for him to say that, in my opinion.
Oh my God, I just realized I've got Doom and Quake. Why haven't we had a Quake crossover? Yeah. Why haven't we had a Doom Quake game? Why haven't we had a Quake game?
So yeah, no, it's congratulations to Fallout 76 finally getting the recognition that I think it deserves. Congratulations to the TV show and the people who worked on that show. No congratulations to Bethesda on not being able to capitalize on this success with this shitty ass fucking update that they just released.
And Alfonso,
sorry,
any thoughts
they
on
spend
this?
more time fixing their games than they actually spend time making them.
Real quick, I don't really have much to say on this, but I agree with Gary. Bethesda needs to license out their games. It's 2024. There's no reason any game, no matter from whatever developer is making a game, should come out with a broken game. It doesn't make sense. It's not 20, 30 years ago. You have the specs. These consoles have the powers to run the game properly. There's no reason the game should be broken day one. I personally, I'm not getting Fallout 4 just because I did not, it wasn't my favorite out of the franchise. Plus, I'm watching a TV show. That's already time consuming how long these episodes are. It just feels like Games of Thrones and House of Dragons over again. And yeah, me personally, I'm just mentally drained. I can't add a game like that to my, in my schedule right now. But yeah, they have to do better. They have to do better because this is unacceptable.
Did anyone else hear him say that wrong? And I thought I heard him say House of Dragon Ball.
I'd watch it.
Nah.
There needs to be a Dragon Ball reality TV show.
I don't know, Gary. Yeah, ever since that movie, I don't think they want to stay away from those type of stuff.
No, but there's a YouTuber I've watched that he does like parodies of different anime characters. I'd watch him do it. He only ever does shorts from what I can tell, but they're always kind of funny. Like I like his Rock Lee ones where he he even met one of the voice actors and like dressed up as Rock Lee, and like him and the Mike Guy voice actor just started doing squats for a laugh. So
You know,
yeah.
it's funny that you mention it, Alfonso, but if you really look at it, like all the animes that have gotten a live action adaptation, right? One Piece, Bleach has one, Yu Yu Hakusho just released one on Netflix. All these insanely wild animes, they're able to adapt live action. Some of them did pretty good. One Piece has done really well. But you look at Dragon Ball, and it seems like it's the one that should probably be the easiest to do live action. But yet,
Yeah.
it's like almost impossible to do it. Because then you really think about it, and it's like, it's all going to look stupid, right? Like, dudes flying around and fighting. Like, if The Matrix barely made it look decent, the third Matrix movie where he's fighting
Yeah.
Smith.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not going to be that great, So I always look at it as like Dragon Ball seems like such an easy live action thing to do, but yet it's also the hardest to do at the same time compared to everything else, which I think is just crazy. With how many live action anime
Yeah.
adaptations there are, which I think are way more difficult. Like, I look at those anime styles, like, Bleach sounds like a pretty hard anime to do live action, at least from a Japanese perspective, where their budgets are obviously aren't as high as Hollywood is. One Piece too, when I heard that, I was like, how the fuck are they gonna do One Piece live action? Like, do they not see like the insane character designs that these characters have? Like, how are you gonna do that live action? I still
Yeah.
think that. I still think like eventually they're gonna get to the point where it's like, how are we gonna make these characters look, okay and not look stupid in live action like they do in the anime or the manga. We'll see what happens, but it's weird to me. Like, Dragon Ball should be pretty easy to do live action, but yet the more I think about that, the more I imagine how terrible it's going to look with all the CG they use.
I mean, I would say original Dragon Ball would be really good to do live, easy to do live
Oh,
action.
hell yeah. I mean, you'll have to get a child actor who is actually good at
Well, no,
it.
you wouldn't have to do child actor, but like, World Tournament Goku arc.
Oh, when he's a teen. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah. So.
no, I'll take it. Yeah,
By
without
the
the
way.
flying, without the ki
Yeah.
blast, like limited to like when he can only do it one time before he got exhausted,
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be
But
okay with that.
I'm about to go completely off topic because I clicked on YouTube to see about the actor's name because I couldn't remember it. But I just saw something on YouTube that I've got to watch the video later because there's some other stuff on there. But the thumbnail. Sorry, I'm going completely off topic. This is kind of disgusting in a way. I'm sorry, everyone, if you're listening for this video games, but this is a video. America doesn't have toilet brushes?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Who said we don't?
This video says America doesn't have toilet brushes. Okay. Well, I haven't watched the video. It just says it's a lot. Okay.
Oh, we have toilet brushes.
Okay, good. Because that's why? Like, how do you scrape the poop off?
No, we don't, dude. If it's stained, we just replace the toilet. We never clean shit.
Well, no, from what I can tell, though, you have a lot more water in your toilet, so that probably helps.
Yeah.
But no.
We love to waste shit.
Yeah, we waste a lot of water.
Yeah, there's not much water in the toilet here. So. But yeah, okay. Because I've only really been into hotels and stuff like that, so I don't expect them in the hotel anyway. But like, in a person's home, I was like, what? Really? Okay. Thank you for that. That was really confusing. I'm going to have to watch the other seven stuff and then I'll ask in chat in our Discord if any of that is, if they really don't have them. Or it might just be that they're rarely. Okay.
No, thank you. I'm already looking at it right now across the room.
Thank you. Because it made me feel. It was making me feel disgusted otherwise.
Hot food you eat in those peppers, you're definitely going to need like two of those, man.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Anyway, I guess back to gaming. Talking about poop stuff, Sonic Frontiers 2.
Oh, God, yes. Thank you, Ben. You finally understand. Great transition, my friend.
Nah, I still like Sonic, but come on. I know Gary would like that transition. But no, Sonic Frontiers 2 is supposed to be in development and can feature a different name. Shocking. So if it's got a completely different name, it doesn't have the number 2, then is it really 2? The title is a sequel to Frontiers in gameplay style, but the name might be changed. Frontiers were Rangers until it was announced. I have the name Rangers. That's kind of cool, actually. Alfonso, I know you're a fan of Sonic just like me.
Sonic Rangers. That sounds a little off. I don't have a problem with Frontiers, the name itself. I played a little bit of the first one. I didn't really enjoy it. The second one, I don't know because I can't say I'm looking forward to it because I never finished the first one. So can't say, but it's still Sonic. So I still have to give it a try. Whenever it comes out, it comes out. So, yeah.
I didn't try it because I'm not a big fan of open world games. And I know that would like make me dislike it. Mm-hmm. But Gary, what about you?
Look, one of the things that completely turned me off about Sonic Frontiers was the realistic art style. I would much rather prefer Sonic to be more animated in its design. And like pretty much all of them were up until, you know, Sonic Adventure came out on the PS3. I look at Frontiers as that kind of an art style. I prefer more the animated style, like Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast was. It was just called Sonic the Hedgehog on the PS3, right? The one with the human girl and stuff.
You mean Sonic 06, as everyone calls it. But yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would much rather prefer the animated, you know, designs of it. They're making a sequel that's not, they're going to step away from the name. Well, you know, it could still be a sequel with a completely different title. That's fine. I just don't really care. Like, they called it a success, but the numbers speak otherwise. It wasn't as successful as they're making it out to be. So I could see why they'd want to step away from the name. But it's Sonic, you know, it's never going to die. It's one of those franchises where, you know, unfortunately it has an insane player base that will eat it up no matter what it is. And I am counting you guys in that. You guys are insane for liking Sonic so much. In a loving way. but yeah, no. We'll see what it is. See how it turns out, I guess. I do want to bring up, though, with all the Sonic games that they're constantly remaking now, I would really like for them to go and remake the BioWare Sonic RPG that came out on the DS. Was it the DS or the Game Boy Advance?
I think it was the DS.
Okay. I'd like them to go and remake that, because that was a good Sonic game. Probably because Team Sonic didn't work on it.
Wasn't that something like Sonic and the Dark Brotherhood?
Let me see. It was made by BioWare. So, that was what
if I'm right, I'm scared, because like I'm really bad with names. If I can remember a game from whenever that was.
No, you're right. Sonic Chronicles, the Dark Brotherhood.
Damn it!
See, you're a super fan. You even know that game's there.
No, because I use it to joke about the fact that even when BioWare makes a Sonic game, they make the same plot, because they make the same plot for basically every game. even if it's Sonic, it's still you've got to make the armies together to beat the bad. the BioWare plot.
Yeah, but hey, I thought it was a great Sonic game. I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, because it was the BioWare plot.
RPG.
It was Dragon Quest. I mean, not Dragon Quest. I mean, Dragon Age.
Turn-based RPG. His teammates actually mattered outside of just existing.
Hey, they matter in Sonic Heroes. Heroes. I'm excited for that remaster. That was a good game, because that's being remastered, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited for. I'll be honest, I'm excited for Sonic Heroes, and I'm excited for Sonic Generations X Shadow the Hedgehog, because Shadow the Hedgehog. Although I do hope they sell I don't care if it's in the game or sold separately. I would love if they sell a Kanye voice pack.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Kanye Reeves. I kept wanting to say that name, but I kept forgetting the name and kept thinking of Final Fantasy VII because of Reeve. Well, that's Sonic for you. Rumor Resident Evil 9 has been delayed, but another Resident Evil game could launch before then. It's probably a remaster. Is it going to be Outbreak? I'm going to go with no, probably not, because they don't like printing money. So supposedly Resident Evil 5, which is it's one of the best selling Resident Evil games of all time. It was
it
the
best selling.
No, I thought
no,
it got
I think
overtaken.
Seven overtook it. Seven overtook it, I think. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sorry.
But no, I thought Resident Evil 5 was one of the best, which I find funny because everyone.
It's the second highest. Yeah. It's the second highest on you.
At least it is now. It used to be for the longest time the most sales. Which I do find funny because everyone would hate on. No, it's fourth now because Resident Evil 2 remake bumped that over. But for original ones, just Resident Evil 5 is 9 million, which is crazy when you think about it. Yeah, everyone hated on Resident Evil 5 and Resident Evil 6 because they went an action route, right? Like they were more action than the previous one. Yet Resident Evil, that they're both what they're.
Yeah, you're right. Resident Evil 2. Is the best selling at 13 million, and then Resident Evil 7, then Resident Evil 8 Village, and then Resident Evil 5.
Yeah. And then Resident Evil 6 with the same amount of money, with 9 million. Like, everyone hated on them, but they both sold 9 million on the PS3, which everyone disliked anyway. And I don't really want to count Resident Evil 2 because Resident Evil 2 is all the versions, right? Up to then. No, that was just the remake. Never mind. Yeah, the remake sold 13 million. But it was on quite a lot more consoles than Resident Evil 5 and 6. Like, Resident Evil 2, by the way, is on PS4, Xbox One, PC, PS5, Xbox Series S and X, and Switch. That sold 13.6 million. Resident Evil 5 on PS3 and 360 sold 9 million. It sold 4 million less with like what, a quarter of the amount of consoles, and you know, not the Switch, which is on everything together. So yeah. Anyway, Resident Evil 5 remake, yay or nay? Alfonso.
I mean,
go ahead, Alfonso.
It's time. Honestly, it's time. I still want Code Veronica. I will always say that anytime a new Resident Evil game is announced in terms of the lineup or remakes, but in terms of 5, yeah, it's time. I'm curious to see if they're going to change it like they did before or keep it the same. I'm interested. So if this is it, then yeah, bring it on. I'll give it a shot.
Gary?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with them remaking all the Resident Evils. 5 obviously is the logical choice forward. Even though as fans, we obviously want Code Veronica, but I don't think they're going to do Code Veronica because it's not a numbered title. It's technically a spinoff title, even though it has more story than literally any of the Resident Evil games. I'm okay with it. As far as 9 being delayed, okay, like it doesn't really affect us because it's not even announced. So whether it's delayed or not has no bearing to us, you know. But hearing that it might be an open world Resident Evil game, which I'm not for, that's going to take away a lot of, in my opinion, the horror elements that Resident Evil presents. But yeah, I'm okay with 5 being remade. I enjoy 5. So
1 second, Nemesis. I'll catch up to you in a second. I'm just going to spend 10 hours gathering herbs in this open world plot. I'm just going to run around in a circle. I've got to climb these towers so I can find out where the zombie outbreaks are. And then I'm going to go do a side quest for Steve and Jeff.
There you go. Ben knows what's up, man.
They'll get me some crafting ingredients so I can craft a new pistol.
Yeah, you know, quite honestly, I'm more inclined to play past Resident Evil games than everything they've done since with 7 and 8. I think 8 in particular just went so batshit crazy with their ideas that even in the world of Resident Evil, it just seems so unrealistic. Like, you fought fucking Magneto at one point in that game, and I was like, am I really fighting a dude who can control metal and shit? Like, what is this? And I'm fighting in a giant robot? Like, it was so out of... It was just insane to me. So I would rather play Resident Evil 5 than anything remotely resembling Resident Evil 8 again. To be honest with you. Of course, they're gonna have to be very delicate about it, you know, with the climate the way it is and the location that game takes place in. We'll see how they handle it. So, yeah. But I'm with you, Ben. I would rather they remake Outbreak, since it just sounds like their only option of having a successful multiplayer Resident Evil game. Like, that's really the best thing you can do is Outbreak. Co-op. I don't know why they keep trying to do PvP, but co-op seems to be their best option. And I would love for them to remake Outbreak File 1 and 2, because those games are actually fun.
Sony has painted it some new AI, which allows the games to play for you, so you don't have to play the game, just like auto mode in mobile games. Yes, if you're grinding your open world RPG like Resident Evil, was it 9, and you want Leon to grab all the herbs while you go to work, and you just leave your PlayStation on and it can grind levels and stuff for you, so when you get home you can one-shot Nemesis because the PlayStation AI has grinded all the levels for you. You can do that. You'll be able to do this with this new patent, where it will watch what you've done in the past and then use that to play the game for you. So yes, you'll be able to set the game into auto mode and go to work, come back, and you'll be over leveled, and it'll be great. So you didn't have to grind it yourself. Gary, are you excited for the future where you don't have to play the game and you get free trophies?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that right now. I just go to YouTube and I don't have to play the fucking game. What's the point? This just sounds stupid. In no game, in my opinion, is this, like, fun. Like, why? Why do you buy a game and not want to play it? What's the point of that? Yeah, no, I hate it. I don't care if it's for grinding levels. I don't care if it's playing an MMO where, you know, I go harvest fucking, you know, lumber or whatever from cutting trees. If it's fishing, I don't want to do it. I don't want the computer to do it for me. I think it's stupid. What's the point? I can tolerate some stuff like auto battle in an RPG, like a turn-based RPG. I'll tolerate, you know, double speed so things go move by faster, but not this. To have something else play a game for me, I may as well just watch it on YouTube, because that's what this is. Not a fan of this at all.
Alfonso, how much would you spend to do this?
I won't spend nothing, Ben. I agree with Gary. I get it. Grinding, and we all know this, grinding is very tedious. It takes a long time to get what you need. And yes, this does make sense. The AI could do it for you. But I don't trust AI. I don't trust AI. I know it's still a work in progress, and eventually it's going to be super advanced as the years go on. But yeah, we as humans rely too much on technology as it is. And I feel that's going to bite us in the ass. As far as it is in gaming, the whole point, like Gary said, the whole point of gaming is to buy whatever game you're purchasing and play for the experience and memories. And this feature that they're implementing is going to take away the experience and the memories for that gamer. This is a no-go for me. I do not like this idea at all.
Okay. Well, talk about stuff that people don't like. BlizzCon has just been cancelled for this year. Yeah, it seems that BlizzCon
is... Your
transitions
have been on spot today, man.
Yeah, BlizzCon is no more this year, though. Probably going to be around next year, I'm guessing. We'll see. There's not much they can announce this year, so... Alfonso.
Is there a reason why they cancel?
I mean, they just said that they're getting ready for I think it's the 30th anniversary, right, coming up soon. And there's not, around World of Warcraft's 30th anniversary is still to come. And Blizzard will be at Gamescom and all that lot. And they've got the new expansion for World of Warcraft in August. They've got the new expansion for Diablo coming out soon. Overwatch exists. And then their other game that they've got is probably going to be a few more years, so... There is, and we already know the next Bile expansion is called Midnight, so they won't be talking about that yet anyway. Because the current expansion that's coming out is not even out yet. That's in August, and we already know the next expansion after that. So, what else could they talk about that can't be talked about in a small live letter?
Well, with that being said, it doesn't affect me because the only thing I really care about is Diablo. So. Well, in terms of their game, so take your time until you have more on your plate and you're able to talk about it. So, if to me, it's fine.
Gary,
I have to disagree. I think this is a mistake. I think now more than ever they needed BlizzCon because future of Blizzard right now seems a little uncertain. I feel with that, you know. Acquisition by Microsoft, the whole talk of third party, Microsoft going third party and first party, the little subtle hints of Warcraft coming to consoles, the fact that they've literally canceled in the last 4 years, they've canceled 3 shows, so they've only had it for 2 years. They canceled in 2020 because of COVID. They had a digital show, I think, the year after. Then I don't think they did one in 2022. And I don't even remember. Did they even do one last year? I don't even remember if they did one last year or if it was a digital one again. I feel like this is just like a prelude to BlizzCon essentially being merged into Microsoft Summer Game Show or whatever they're gonna do. So for me personally, you know, I don't care, but I know there's a lot of people who absolutely go crazy for BlizzCon, and canceling it for a fourth time a third time in 5 years almost now. I don't think that's good. for them. But like you guys said, it could be because they just have nothing to show. Which is also kind of concerning, though, isn't it? Like, if Blizzard has nothing to show, like, nothing going on with Overwatch they can show, World of Warcraft, nothing to show this year. Diablo 4, like, did people just stop caring at this point? Kind of sounds like they did, because it's not really talked about as much anymore.
Well, as I said, Diablo 4 has an expansion this year in a few months. World of Warcraft has an expansion this year in a few months. All dropping just before BlizzCon would.
I think it's a mistake. But, you know, if they have really nothing to talk about, then why waste the money, I guess? But for the fans, I think this kind of sucks.
The last BlizzCon was November 3rd last year, and it was a physical one.
Oh, so they did have one last year. Okay. Yeah, it's weird, like, to cancel it with no reason why, really. We'll see what happens, I guess, but people look forward to it. And I feel bad for the people who continue to stick by Blizzard and then essentially, like, making things worse for their fan base. You know, we talk about Overwatch 2 all the time, and, like, nothing positive is coming out of that game at this point.
I do feel they're probably just saving it
for so long.
I'll be honest, they're probably saving it for next year, because next year is probably going to be their biggest BlizzCon. Because they've only cancelled it two times in the last few years. 2021 was one online. Well, no, 2020, 2022, and 2024. So, yeah, I feel like they're just going to do it every 2 years with this pattern.
Sounds like it's going that way, yeah.
Which is just what Final Fantasy 14 does. Final Fantasy 14 does its FanFest every 2 years. But I think next year they're probably going to save for. It's not the first time. Also, it looks like it's been cancelled five times: 2006, 2012, 2020, 2022, 2024. But next year will be the 20th anniversary of BlizzCon because it started in 2005. So it'll be 20 years of BlizzCon and it'll be 30 years of World of Warcraft. They're probably going to go crazy next year. They're probably saving the budget for next year's, in my opinion, which is smart. 20 years of your show and 30 years of the biggest video game. You might as well save all your money for that rather than having that won't have anything.
Yeah, I mean, it better be a big show then, right?
Yeah.
Like, it better be a big show. I'm expecting them to announce a lot. And a lot of that, I'm hoping, is going to come from the Microsoft side, like, bringing all their old games to, you know, Game Pass or whatever. Doing something. Like, bringing, you know, StarCraft 2 and StarCraft 2 PC Game Pass for the PC players. I'm expecting a lot. This better be the best show ever for 30 years, you know? We'll see. Because they have, like I said, they don't have a lot of positive things going for them right now.
Yeah.
Especially with Overwatch 2, which, like I said, it heralded as one of the best games.
$70 skins.
In its first few years.
$70 skins, Gary.
Yeah.
$70 skins.
Yeah. From what it was to what it is now. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much the last article I've got open. Is anything anyone else wants to talk about?
Well, Ben, let me see. I don't think there was, honestly. Oh, Shinji Mikami. The guy, the creator of Resident Evil and the founder of Tango Gameworks, left his own studio of Tango Gameworks last year, has finally revealed why he did it. He says that he wanted to leave years earlier, but then because he wanted to stick to his commitments to the developers and the people working for him. But he essentially says that he's tired of making survival horror games. That's why he left. Which kind of tells us that maybe the Evil Within 3 is in development. But he quit his own studio because he's tired of everybody telling him and wanting him to make survival horror games. He wants to do new shit. I found that hilarious, personally. Alfonso, your thoughts?
I don't find it hilarious. I just find it sad that they're forcing him to stick with one genre. I get it. If you're good at something and it makes you money, then you stick with it. But if you don't have the passion to stick with that genre, then you're free to go and do what you want. I will say it is a little funny that he left without telling them. That's the reason why, and told them after. That is funny, but yeah, it's sad that they did made him stick to just one genre, like experimenting, trying something else. So, with that being said, all the best to whatever genre he decides to go with next. I'm looking forward to it. Like, I like the It Wouldn't Win franchise. Scary game as shit. That is not something I play at nighttime, because actually, it's too damn scary, but they were still good. So, I believe whatever he does will be fine, because obviously, he's good. He's good at what he does. I mean, yes, we don't know what he's capable of else doing besides horror, but I have faith that he will do fine.
To add to that too, because I'm reading the article too, he also kind of took a shot at Bethesda as well. He said in the interview, "I had only been a CEO for 6 months. I think a lot of people were under the impression that I was the representative of the studio, but I was very close to a rank and file employee. I had blank producer attached to my name, but I wasn't an executive or anything of the sort. Tango Gameworks is not the name of a company. Is the name of a department. The name of the company was ZeniMax Asia KK." So that's kind of sad, right? Like, he started a studio and it was just the way he felt, it was just a department
Oh
of a
God.
bigger company. Like, he
Oh
had this,
God.
it sounds like a Kojima situation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Konami.
Yep. Yes, it
Dan,
does.
anything you want to add?
Not really, sorry. Not much I can add here.
Yeah, making me sad, Ben.
I just can't wait till he quits whatever the company he joins next time is, because that'll happen soon.
I mean, he left Capcom because apparently he just didn't want to, No, he left Cap. He stayed true to his word. He left Capcom when he said, "If Resident Evil 4 ever comes to PlayStation, that he'll leave the company," and so it did. And he loved the company. don't know about that guy. I don't know. Let's see what he does.
Breaking news, kind of rumors. Breaking rumor news. Breaking rumors.
Oh boy.
Booping rumor news from Resident from Reset Era. Breaking news from Reset Era. If you remember, we were talking about Game of Thrones earlier. It looks like Game of Thrones is getting a game.
What?
An
Another one?
MMO.
Oh, of course.
The Game of Thrones MMORPG is supposedly in development by Nexon. Or at least published by Nexon. I don't know if they're actually making it, but yeah, it's going to be similar to, a very successful MMO, a very successful MMOs that they should be focusing on, right? Like Final Fantasy 14, World of Warcraft. Hell, DSO, because it's somehow lasted this long. ESO, Star Trek, whatever, Star Wars Online, because that still exists, right? Yeah. All kind of successful MMOs in their own way. They want it to be like Diablo Immortal. So, yes, Game of Thrones inspired by Diablo Immortal MMORPG coming sometime, maybe, if it doesn't get cancelled, if it's even real.
Well,
Gary.
I see some news on it. It's set in the north, so now that
Yeah.
you say like Diablo Immortal, kind of makes sense because the north is a barren wasteland of shit where the Deadwalkers live.
Just like Diablo
If I
Immortal.
mean, if it takes place during that time period, if it's after Game of Thrones, then the Deadwalkers don't matter anymore. But it's set in the north, which is like the worst place it can be set on because it's literally just, a wasteland. It's like Alaska, I guess you can say. The northern part of Alaska in Canada, where it's
I was
just
gonna
a
say that's
barren
kind of mean
wasteland.
for Alaska. Alaska's kind of cool.
No, like the northern part where it's like super like desolate, like nobody lives there. And like the upper reaches of Canada where it gets like below 50 degrees sometimes. Cold places. For those who've seen Game of Thrones know what I'm talking about. The watch is there. And the wall was there, keeping the Deadwalkers out. It's not a fun place, and it's not a very entertaining place to look at either. Not a pretty place. So, hurrah, I guess. I mean, there was a Game of Thrones game that released, I think, on the PS3. It was more of a action RPG. It was okay. It wasn't bad or good, but this is just...
There was?
Yeah.
I'll have to look this up, because the only one I remember is the Telltale one.
Oh, no. There was. There was a Game of Thrones game. I know this because I fucking platinumed it, I think. Yeah, Game of Thrones, a role-playing game. It was created by Cyanide Studios. Came out in 2012.
Wasn't bad.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. It took place during the story of Game of Thrones. Like, Cersei Lannister was in there and everything. It featured who are they? The flame god? The one that the witch worshipped?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're featured heavily in this. You play as one of their agents too. Story was great. The story was fantastic, but everything else not so much.
Well, this is an MMO, so don't expect the story to be fantastic.
Yeah,
only one MMO has done that, and that's Final Fantasy 14. So unless Yoshi P is leaving, Yoshi P is leaving Square Enix to work on the Game of Thrones MMO, which would be funny.
I don't know. People argue the World of Warcraft story, at least the first, you know, 5 years was pretty good.
Yeah, the first few are pretty... Well, yeah, and it's getting better now. Well, it's from what I heard, War Within and Dragonflight are pretty good stories. So, at least good self-contained stories, anyway. Yeah. But yeah, okay. So, time for the Metacritic game, I guess. Boo, Metacritic game. Stellar ass. I mean blade. It's been censored supposedly, which I think is just because of certain regions more than anything. But our Metacritic score, Gary, you gave it 85. Alfonso, you gave it 84. I gave it 69. Nice, but not nice. Alfonso, it got 82, so you got a point.
Okay.
Congratulations. Sandland. Gary gave it 82. Alfonso gave it 88. I gave it 92. Gary, it got 72, so you get a point. Sea of Thieves. You know, I'm going to go first for once. 85. Gary.
83.
Okay. And Alfonso.
I'm going 80.
Okay. I'm surprised that I'm the most hyped for this with these scores, if I'm honest. By the way, talking about scores, Gary's in the lead with 15 points. Alfonso has 7, and I have 8. So me and Alfonso are fighting for second place, while Gary is king above us with his crown of points.
Hey, I've lost the last 2 weeks, so...
Have you really?
I got one game right this week. You've got, like... 5 games, right?
But you're 3. Still in the lead.
Dude, yeah. It's not about winning or losing.
Okay? It's not about winning and losing, but you get mad when you get points taken away.
Yeah, it's all about me winning. That's all that matters.
But winning or losing.
It's not for bad. You. For you guys. For me, it matters.
Anyway, Gary, shout out, so how can they find you?
Shout out to you guys as always. Thanks for having me on. Shout out to all the listeners. Thank you for listening. You can reach me on Twitter at Gaglaush. That's GAGLAUSH.
Alfonso, shout out to them. Can they find you?
Shout out to you guys. Thank you for having me on. Shout out to all the listeners. Read all the articles on PSU.com. You can follow me on Twitter at AliShan7.
Nice. And I would like to shout out everyone that listens. Thank you for following on Moogle Grand Radio on Twitch.tv and Moogle Grand Radio. Also, thank you to Gary and Alfonso for joining us. I'm going to go be playing another character on Final Fantasy 14 so I can get the mount on the third character because I'm crazy. Because the Yo-Kai Watch event is going on right now. Anyway, thank you everyone. Have a lovely evening. And a big shout out. Oh, you can find me, MJL Scone Chili, on Twitter. While it still exists. Bye everyone. Bye.
Boy.
Bye.
Bye. PlayStation Unchained.